Welcome back to NewsRamp Technology for Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. Biomed news breaks. Nutriband Inc. secures Costa Rica approval for kinesiology tape line. Nutriband Inc. has received approval from the Costa Rica Ministry of Health for its kinesiology tape line, allowing for import and sale. Innomedica CCB will manage the regulatory process and distribution. The company plans to increase marketing efforts for both its kinesiology tape products and mosquito repellent patch line with Innomedica's support. Green Energy Breaks, Renewal Fuels, Inc. to begin trading as American Fusion, Inc. under a MFN ticker. Renewal Fuels, Inc. will begin trading as American Fusion, Inc. under the ticker symbol AMFN, effective March 19, 2026. This change follows the company's merger with Kepler Fusion Technologies and aligns its public market identity with its strategy to advance the Texatron and Neutronic Fusion platform for commercial deployment.
Are hidden website gaps sabotaging your AI search rankings? Inlinks revealed today that hidden website gaps are negatively impacting AI search rankings. A study of 5,000 websites uncovered 19,000 distinct gaps affecting brand visibility on traditional search engines and AI platforms like ChatGPT and Google SG. Missing content and structural deficiencies were key culprits, with 57% of gaps falling into these categories. Inlinks CEO Dixon Jones emphasized the urgent need for businesses to address these issues for optimal AI search performance. Cess Innovations SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System approved for telesurgeries in Indonesia and the Philippines. Cess Innovations International Inc. announces approval for telesurgeries in Indonesia and the Philippines with their SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System. Over 150 successful telesurgeries have been performed, highlighting the system's advanced capabilities. The company's upcoming Global Multispecialty Robotic Surgery Conference in April will feature live telesurgeries showcasing the SSI Mantra. For more information, visit ssinon.com. Ideal Group of Companies, Inc. acquires Hospitality Development Group in a multi-asset transaction. Ideal Group of Companies, Inc. has acquired Hospitality Development Group in a multi-asset transaction, positioning IDGR for significant growth. The acquisition includes real estate projects like the prestigious Palazzo del Lago Resort in Orlando and the Arden Mills development in Massachusetts. Development projects means that IDGR cost, Casper Lessers, and Angles. The ways that might BNSCNDACS. Additionally, IDGR expands into the natural resources sector with gold mining rights in Bolivia and strengthens its technology assets with innovative platforms like Virtual Health MD and Virtual365.app.
Wintermar reports results for the year ended 31 December 2025. Wintermar's operating profit for FY 2025 surged by 31% year-over-year to $23.33 million, driven by a better fleet mix. Core profit also rose by 19.2% to $16 million. Despite softer charter rates, owned vessel revenue increased by 13.8% to $21.70 million, with gross margins expanding to 41.7%. The company's operating profit jumped to $23.30 million in FY 2025, compared to $27.80 million in FY 2024.
Ethi Learning Factory Zug, a new center for learning, research, and practice at Tech Cluster Zug. Ethi Learning Factory Zug is set to be established at Tech Cluster Zug, where students from Ethi Zurich will collaborate with apprentices, professionals, and researchers on real-world challenges. The project aims to connect academic and vocational education, fostering innovation and skill development. Supported by ETH Zurich, the Canton of Zug, the City of Zug, and local companies, the initiative will create a dynamic learning and working environment for interdisciplinary collaboration.
New urban planning, Michael Scheer on distributed networks for Texas. Michael Scheer from Strategic Office Networks reveals a groundbreaking urban planning strategy on the Building Texas show. He advocates for distributed office networks to ease congestion and enhance quality of life in Central Texas. Scheer's innovative approach aims to transform traditional high-rise offices into smaller suburban buildings, bringing work closer to home. This forward-thinking model integrates advanced technology for a resilient and sustainable future.
Enapter AG expands global core partner network with U.S.-based Total Hydrogen Solutions, which joins as a core partner to develop electrolyzer systems under its brand using Enapter AEM stacks and CoreCraft software. Total Hydrogen Solutions plans to focus on modular and technology-neutral electrolyzer systems for industrial customers and energy projects in the U.S. market, aiming for multi-megawatt projects in the near future. Filmart and Entertainment Pulse opened today, the 30th Hong Kong International Film and TV Market. Filmart and Entertainment Pulse, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, is taking place from March 17 to 20th at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center. The event features a record number of participating countries and regions, showcasing new productions and cutting-edge technologies while fostering discussions on international market trends and opportunities.
Search Atlas unveils the Agentic Marketing Mastermind Program. Search Atlas has launched the Agentic Marketing Mastermind Program, aimed at agency owners looking to enhance their digital marketing strategies. The program focuses on utilizing Search Atlas's MCP tools and personalized workflows to drive superior results for clients. By fostering a community of like-minded professionals and providing expert guidance, the Mastermind equips participants with the skills needed to excel in a competitive market.
Data Vault AI, DVLT schedules Q4, and full year 2025 financial results release. Data Vault AI has scheduled the release of its Q4 and full year 2025 financial results on March 19, 2026. The announcement will be followed by a conference call and webcast at 8:30 a.m. ET on the same day, hosted by CEO Nathaniel Bradley and CFO Brett Moyer. Dial-in access will be available for U.S. and international participants.
Investor News Breaks, SkyX Platforms Corp. To participate in 38th Annual Roth Conference, SkyX Platforms Corp. will participate in the 38th Annual Roth Conference from March 22 to 24, 2026, in Dana Point, California. Management will engage in one-on-one meetings with institutional investors and analysts to discuss the company's smart home platform technologies, strategic partnerships, and market growth. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks, Xing Ning Inc. closes $9.65 million registered direct offering. Tech Media Breaks reports that Xing Inc. has closed a $9.65 million registered direct offering, selling 5 million shares of common stock and pre-funded warrants at $1.93 per share. The majority of the offering was purchased by a single institutional investor. The transaction, priced at the market under NASDAQ rules, closed on March 17, 2026, with proceeds intended to support general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. served as the exclusive placement agent.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. receives FDA feedback on bioequivalence for ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals announced FDA feedback on bioequivalence for its ketamine product, with no deficiencies identified in its abbreviated new drug application. The company's preservative-free formulation, excluding benzethonium chloride, shows promise for safety and stability. NRx continues to pursue regulatory pathways for broader therapeutic use, anticipating approval in summer 2026. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, Re-L Alloys, Inc., highlighted as rare earth supply chain rebuild gains urgency. Re-L Alloys, Inc. was highlighted in a market commentary by oilprice.com, discussing China's rare earth metallization control and its impact on global technology supply chains. The report emphasized Re-L Alloys' efforts to rebuild North American metallization capacity, crucial for industries like electric vehicles and AI. The commentary also noted the U.S. government's focus on domestic supply chain rebuilding through contracts and financing initiatives.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.